For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. It's not easy to pick one happening to top all of Texas Tech's accomplishments the past fiscal year. Tech got its first National Academy of Sciences faculty member, men's basketball had a so-close loss in the NCAA title game, and the men's track and field team won the outdoor NCAA title. There was also final state approval for new vet and dental schools, and Tech was reaffirmed as a Tier 1 research institution. University President Lawrence Skuvenick says all of it helps raise the school's profile.
We were reaffirmed as a Carnegie R1 institution. This reclassification occurred after 3 years instead of waiting for the usual 5-year reclassification. And I think that reflected a lot of feedback on the last classification, where many schools were left out of that highest research activity category. And I believe the Carnegie Foundation was sensitive to the fact that they don't want to wait for 5 years to be eligible. And I think it speaks to the significance we attach to being in that group.
The university's first National Academy of Sciences faculty, Luis Herrera Estrella in the Department of Plant and Soil Science, begins his second year at Tech this fall. He's one of the world's top plant molecular biologists and serves as the president's distinguished professor of plant genomics. Last fall, the university began recruiting a second National Academy of Sciences member.
We invited that potential faculty member here on campus. I think he's been here maybe once or twice. We applied for a Governor's University Research Initiative grant and were notified this spring that we were awarded $5 million. So we have to match that amount. We also were able to get the Welch Foundation to provide half of a $3 million endowment that would go to this National Academy member. But we have not closed the deal. We continue to work on it. We have the resources in place. We just need the faculty member.
Skuvenick also highlights that the university can now apply for millions in grant funding following verification of the school's Hispanic serving institution status, first achieved in fall 2017. The U.S. Department of Education defines that status as having an enrollment of undergraduate full-time equivalent students that is at least 25% Hispanic. Hispanics were 28% of Tech's population in 2017.
But there's another aspect to this. They expect you to have a certain percentage of Pale eligible students to be eligible for Title III and Title V funding. And we had to get an exemption because we don't have that many Pell students. And so we were deemed eligible. This year, now going forward, is the first time we are eligible to apply for Title III and Title V funding as a Hispanic serving institution.
The recently completed Texas legislative session brought funding for building two new schools. Building the vet school in Amarillo and the dental school in El Paso places the Tech system in with 8 other systems that include Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Texas A&M. Skuvenick says Tech is part of an elite group, and he's hopeful all Texas systems can achieve great things for the state.
We're at a point now where I hope we can all come together, and I made that comment in that op-ed, have a much greater sense of collaboration and cooperation. That was essential to getting us here, and we can do so much better for the state if we're working together.
Skuvenick says Tech's sports successes with Big 12 titles in indoor and outdoor track, baseball, and basketball can be built upon. He lauds the hard work of athletic director Kirby Hocut and coaches.
It's been an extraordinary spring. Pretty darn good. And I can tell you there's a difference in the perception of Tech. And I think it really puts us in a different light.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.